Torontonians are showing their attachment to animals at the Toronto Zoo with an outpouring of condolences following the euthanization of two long-term geriatric animals. The zoo said every day with the charismatic spotted hyena Moha was a gift. Zoo-goers are also mourning Lily, an 11-year-old American moose. Losing two long-term residents like Moha and Lily is difficult, the zoo said in a release. We're thankful for the significant contribution and impact they have made as ambassadors for their species in the wild. The zoo said Moha became lethargic and weak on Christmas Day. The animal was 25 years old. Over the past week, your Toronto Zoo said goodbye to two long-term, geriatric animals, 25-year-old spotted hyena Moha and 11-year-old American moose Lily. Read more. https://t.co/k4ebjigmixedpic.twitter.com/r5xmoipe4y. The Toronto Zoo. At the Toronto Zoo, January 4, 2025. There was a rapid decline in his condition and an emergency procedure was performed, the zoo said. It was determined that euthanasia was warranted given poor prognosis for recovery. The zoo said the typical lifespan of a spotted hyena is between 12 to 25 years. Lily, an older moose and longtime resident of the Canadian domain, had been under observation since December 23 after staff noted a change in her behavior as well as abdominal distension. The moose was reluctant to move, had an abnormal gait and general malaise. After performing a thorough examination, blood work and ultrasound, the decision was made to humanely euthanize Lily, the zoo said. Lily was the last moose to call your Toronto Zoo home. The zoo, which is marking the end of its 50th anniversary year, says its team is committed to the animals in its care, especially the geriatric ones, during their lifetimes. It is a privilege to care for the animals that call the Toronto Zoo home, and we are committed to their overall well-being throughout their entire lives, the zoo said. Caring for the ever-changing needs of animals at your zoo is a team effort. In addition to their species-specific needs, special consideration is given to the various life stages of animals like Moha and Lily, as well as special needs each individual might have. This adaptive care is exemplified by the ongoing work being done by our teams. Other deaths of animals at the zoo this year include the passing of Charles last October, a 52-year-old Western Lowland Silverback gorilla, who had been at the zoo since its opening day in 1974.